It is June 22nd, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentaries from our hits and takes section of JLN, stories from the first read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. We also have a video from our Path to Electronic video series and one of our IDX videos. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. You don't want to miss the lead story from ProPublica about Jeff Yass, the founder of Susquehanna and a major political donor to some of the leading causes of our time. He also has a unique approach to taxes that is mostly the focus of this article, which talks about how he pays long-term rates rather than short-term rates for what is mostly short-term trading. Is Sam Bankman-Fried the new J.P. Morgan? According to a Bloomberg story, he is doling out credit lines to keep crypto firms in business, much as J.P. Morgan helped during financial crises of the early 20th century that led to the creation of the Federal Reserve. Bankman-Fried's crypto trading platform FTX has extended a $250 million loan to BlockFi in the latest example of help to the troubled crypto community. Bankman-Fried is famous for many reasons, including making more money than anyone under the age of 30 since Mark Zuckerberg. His espoused philosophy of effective altruism is a noble goal. The question is not whether he can make money. He has proven he can do that. The question is whether he can hold on to enough to be able to give it away in the end as he hopes. Here is to hoping he can. Our friends at Trading Technologies did some catch-up accounting work yesterday and gave to the MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign matching donations that were given by Maggie Sklar and Doug Ashburn some time back. Thank you to TT for their continued stewardship of the MarketsWiki Education and our GoFundMe campaign. Yesterday, we released the Brian Hinman video for the Path to Electronic Trading video series. As I interviewed Brian, I was impressed by his story and how, at the beginning of his career, our careers had parallels. We were both registered representatives, me in futures, he in equities. Because he graduated from college 8 years after me, technology played a bigger role in the next steps of his career as he moved from Waterhouse Securities to National Discount Brokers. NDB, which was famous for its Mallard Duck logo, came up with an innovation in touch-tone phone order entry for stock orders. This was the beginning of stock trading on your phone, though the phone probably had a cord attached to it. Hinman has a good story to tell about a career that took him from NDB to Brute ECN to SunGard to NASDAQ to crypto and back to equities with Blue Ocean. You can watch the video with a link in today's newsletter. We also have another video from IDX, this one of Georgina Hallett, LME's Chief Sustainability Officer. She spoke to me about LME's passport system and what it does to digitize information and what it accomplishes. Bloomberg's Future of Work feature has a video, The Metaverse is Coming for Your Office, that takes a deep dive into what life after Zoom might look like, whether VR, AR, or old-fashioned desktops. The Minneapolis Grain Exchange, or MGEX, announced today that it has agreed to clear trades for the Intelligent Medicine Exchange, IMX. MGEX is owned by Miami International Holdings and offers a derivatives clearing organization for innovative exchanges to launch new products. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our video with Georgina Hallett. LME's Georgina Hallett talks LME Passport, responsible sourcing, and more in JLN IDX interview. In London at FIA's IDX, or International Derivatives Week's conference at the brewery, John Lothian News interviewed LME's Chief Sustainability Officer, Georgina Hallett, about the LME's Passport, the Electronic Certificate of Analysis and Digital Credentials Register. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Our second video is Brian Hinman's path to electronic trading began early. Brian Hinman wanted to be a stockbroker growing up, and that is what he became, starting out by working for Waterhouse Securities. But his career would be driven by the innovations and new technologies adopted by the markets, and he would play a central part. Hinman was interviewed by John Lilly News for the Path to Electronic Trading video series. You can watch this video on johnlillynews.com. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal from James McIntosh. The fire burning beneath crypto's meltdown. The cryptocurrency implosion followed rampant creation of new digital money, something that never ended well in the traditional world. One of the simplest lessons of stock market history is that innovations often lead to bubbles and busts, from new tulip bulbs through canals and railroads to the internet. Less well understood is that financial innovations count for double as new tools expand the supply of what looks like money, allowing the bubble to grow larger and the bust to be even more serious. The cryptocurrency implosion currently underway followed rampant creation of new digital money, something that never ended well in the traditional world either. My comment, this will not be an easy story for the crypto believers to read. Here's a story from CoinDesk. Is Sam Bankman-Fried a modern-day robber baron? FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried is like a modern-day robber baron, at least in one way. As the digital asset industry tumbles towards its fits and starts, the titan of industry, who sometimes skips lacing his shoes, is thinking about ways to prevent calamity and perhaps profit. This weekend, Bankman-Fried discussed the responsibility he feels to bail out crypto firms in crisis. He repeated the sentiment on Twitter, where he said the principal concern is mitigating retail losses, disclosing risks, and preventing bad debts from spreading across the sector. My comment, which definition of robber baron is CoinDesk going for here? Merriam-Webster, an American capitalist of the latter part of the 19th century who became wealthy through exploitation as of natural resources, government influence, or low wage scales. Or two, a business owner or executive who acquires wealth through ethically questionable tactics. Here's a story from eFinancial Careers. Citadel Securities, a day in the life of a trader in NYSE. Patrick Chai is a trader at Citadel Securities. He joined the firm in August 2020 after graduating from Columbia University with a degree in applied mathematics. At 6:45 a.m., I wake up and check my messages on Slack and look at Bloomberg just to see how markets did overnight. I'm a trader on the American Depository Receipt Desk. We make markets in more than 3,000 ADRs, which means we provide our clients with liquidity in the form of a bid and offer on all those names. ADRs are the U.S. listings of international securities. They give U.S. investors an opportunity to invest in foreign companies. We think of the ADR as a derivative of the local market security, which trades when the U.S. market is closed. Therefore, when I wake up, I look to see how our largest take-home risk performed in local markets overnight. This generally takes about 10 minutes or so. If all is well, I might then snatch another 20 minutes of sleep or go for a run. Either way, I get to the office around 8 a.m. If I haven't been for a run, I'll walk to work. The office is about 30 minutes from my apartment. My comment, where is the eat the last slice of pizza from last night left out on the coffee table? Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most clicked story Tuesday was the New York Post. FTX and other crypto firms ditch sports deals as market collapses. Second was Illinois governor's race shapes up to be a battle of the billionaires from the Financial Times. And third was, as the crypto winter hits its peers, Chicago trading firm Jump is ready for more bets from Bloomberg. Here are the first three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from ProPublica. Meet the billionaire and rising GOP mega donor who's gaming the tax system. One day in July 1985, three young men from Philadelphia, their lawyer and a burly Pinkerton guard, arrived at a horse track outside Chicago carrying a briefcase with $250,000 in cash. Running the numbers on a compact computer the size of a small refrigerator, Jeff Yass and his friends had found a way to outwit the track's bookies, according to interviews, records, and news accounts. A few months earlier, they'd wagered $160,000, gambling that, with tens of thousands of bets, they could nail the exact order of seven horses in three different races. It was a sophisticated theory of racing odds, honed with the help from a PhD statistician who'd worked for NASA on the moon landing, and it proved right. They bagged $760,000, then the richest payoff in American racing history. Here's a story from the FT. Crypto exchange FTX bails out lending platform BlockFi. Rescue prompts comparisons between chief executive Sam Bankman-Fried and a crypto central bank. FTX chief executive Sam Bankman-Fried has bolstered the stumbling $900 billion crypto industry with his second bailout of a struggling digital assets company in as many weeks. The 30-year-old chief announced on Tuesday that his crypto trading platform FTX has extended a $250 million loan to BlockFi. Just last week, Bankman-Fried helped crypto broker Voyager Digital pull back from the brink with a loan that totaled about $485 million in cash and Bitcoin. The rescues came as the crypto industry has tried to restore confidence during a period of accelerating pressure on the price of digital assets such as Bitcoin, which has pushed even some of the biggest market participants in the industry into distress. And then finally, here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried doles out credit lines to stem contagion. Sam Bankman-Fried, the crypto billionaire who co-founded digital asset exchange FTX Trading Limited, is providing credit lines to stem contagions from his beleaguered industry. Crypto lending platform BlockFi Inc., which has been raising funds at a reduced valuation, said on Tuesday that it secured a $250 million revolving line of credit from FTX. Last week, crypto exchange Voyager Digital Limited, whose shares are down 90% this year on the Toronto Stock Exchange, got a $200 million credit line, a mix of cash and USDC stablecoins, as well as a separate 15,000 Bitcoin revolving facility from Alameda Research, Bankman-Fried's trading firm. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.